Andrew Biggs is resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute and writing about the freeze of federal pay. Andrew, as you look across the landscape at the budget conversations that are going on Capitol Hill, the idea of a federal pay freeze has kind of died down a little bit. Does that surprise you at this point, or do you think that is something that will come back as budget conversations start to heat up again?
Well, it's not. It's understandable in a way that has died down a little bit. The pay has been at least partially frozen for the past couple of years. With the re-election of President Obama, I assume many public employees were hoping that the pay freeze would be withdrawn and pay could be increased again. At the same time, though, private sector workers are still suffering, and so there's going to be some impetus in Congress to keep the pay freeze, to sort of keep things neutral from their point of view.
The latest that we've heard on this is the bill from Congressman DeSantis that would block the 0.5% pay increase. Is your sense that something like that has a chance in Congress, given that it probably would be supported in the House and would probably never wind up going anywhere in the Senate?
Well, it's a little bit hard to say. I mean, ordinarily you'd think that it wouldn't go anywhere in the Senate and that it would be stopped. On the other hand, though, there are a lot of other issues going on. I mean, President Obama didn't agree to a pay freeze for federal employees because he wanted to do it. He did it as a negotiating chip in a much broader discussion of budget options. So I wouldn't be surprised, even if the DeSantis bill itself doesn't go anywhere in the Senate, if the pay freeze were maintained as part of a larger budget agreement between House Republicans and the White House.
Now, one of the issues that we're looking at and that we're tracking on an ongoing basis is the issue of essentially a 20% pay cut for federal employees at certain agencies if they wind up being furloughed. The structure that we're hearing out of the Pentagon, of course, is potential for furlough one day a week between the beginning of March and the end of the fiscal year, and that winds up being a 20% cut. You only work 4 days. You only get paid for 4 days. Does that have the potential to maybe be a bargaining chip also if the Congress tries to figure out some kind of way to avoid sequestration? Do you see that as being potentially part of this?
Well, from the point of view of federal employees, the possibility of furloughs is a much, much bigger deal than whether you're going to get the 0.5% pay increase. Bear in mind that the pay freeze applied only to sort of these across-the-board pay increases that people would receive every year. People were still able to get pay increases through promotions and things like that. But if you're being laid off, you know, one day a week, that's a really big deal. I think it really depends on how the sequestration issue plays out overall, because there's issues of taxes, there's issues of entitlement reform going, there's issues of defense budget, so there's a lot of bigger things at play. I suspect they'll resolve it in such a way that you won't have widespread furloughs, but I wouldn't be surprised if you had some small effect in that sense. It might be that retaining the pay freeze could be a sort of a trade-off to avoid furloughs.
The all of the issues of these things being bargaining chips, I guess, are probably the most frustrating thing that I hear from the people that I talk to inside government, because their stance is, we're real humans. We're not bargaining chips, but this is the kind of thing that goes on in Washington on an ongoing basis. Do you see any hardening of positions when it comes to pay freezes? Or, I see some research from your organization, AEI, research from the Congressional Budget Office. Different organizations have different perspectives on federal pay, and I wonder if any of those positions, in your view, are hardening, or if there's still flexibility for people to change their minds about what they think about the kind of money that federal employees make at their jobs.
Well, the interesting thing is, when I came out with a study a couple of years ago from AEI, along with my co-author, we concluded that federal employees do receive higher total pay and benefits than similar private sector workers. Private sector workers with the same education and experience. People, I think, were hoping that the study coming out of the Congressional Budget Office would rebut us and say, no, in fact, federal employees are underpaid. Well, CBO found that overall combined pay and benefits for federal employees, on average, is around 16% higher than private sector levels. So I think there's consensus among economists, at least, that people are really looking at these issues, that certainly, at the very least, federal employees are not underpaid. And I think that plays into the idea of, you know, how do we share the pain? That you don't want to see federal employees become sort of just political bargaining chips where you're bargaining over meaningless things. But the federal budget is a very, very important thing. We have to decide, you know, where our money is going to go, what sort of priorities we have. You know, at the same time, private sector workers have seen layoffs and pay cuts and things like that. So you don't want to see this happen to federal employees, but at the same time, it's a function of the larger budget problems and the larger weak economy that we have right now.
Now, one of the things that I hear constantly from the employee unions, and they formed organizations that have gone up to talk to members on Capitol Hill, is federal employees have done enough already. Is there a, do you have a sense that that's the case, or is that even maybe the way that you approach this issue as far as or certain groups have done enough and certain groups haven't?
Well, you know, it's a little bit hard to say. And I don't begrudge the public employee unions for representing their members. I mean, that's what their job is, and if they weren't doing this, they wouldn't be doing their job. At the same time, it's not as if federal employees have seen pay cuts larger than what similar private sector workers have done. Private sector workers got hit very early on in the recession with layoffs, with pay cuts and things like that, and they've slowly recovered. Federal workers and public sector employees in general were protected against that initial hit during the recession, but then you've had pay cuts or reductions in force since then. Overall, over the past, you know, 5 years or so, the growth of wages in the federal sector has been about the same as in the private sector. So I don't think you can make a strong argument that federal employees have been singled out and treated worse. Unemployment among federal employees is very, very low. They've still got strong benefits, pension benefits, retiree health coverage. A lot of private sector workers would be very envious of that.